Okay, so we're going to learn a little of Hilchos Kriyishma. So the first thing we're going to start with is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph starts off, Hayakayir b'tayir ve'egiyah zman ha'mikram kivin li b'yoyitza, which is really not our sugya. Someone who's reading the Torah, and it comes time for zman Kriyishma, and he gets up to the parasha of Shema. So what's the Aleph? So it says, if he's mechavin to be yoyitza, so then he's yoyitza, Kriyishma that way. Okay, but that's a whole different sugya. Now we're going to get into what we're going to discuss. Bifrakim, if someone's in the middle of Shema, but he's between Parshias, Beina Prakim. So, Shoyol Mepnei HaKavod Umeshiv. He can ask, which means, if you take a quick look at Rashi, Shoyol Mepnei HaKavod, which is on the line, Shoyol B'Shalom Adam Nichbud. Sheroi lahaktim leshalom, a mechubedik mensch, a person that deserves your respect. A little ambiguous exactly what Rashi means, but someone who's a respectable person.
Rich.
So that's actually one of the things that's brought down.
Of course.
But anyway, so you could, even if you're Beina Prakim, you can go ahead and ask him shalom. So if you finish up Shema, you're up to Baha'i, before you start Baha'i Shemaya, you can go say shalom aleichem, Rabbi Yud. And you can also be Meshiv. You can also answer him. If he asks you Shalom, then you can answer him. Uba Amsa, let's say you're in the middle of the Parsha. Now it's in the middle of Shema, or the middle of the Hayim Shemaya. Shoyol Mepnei HaYira. So then you can be Shoyol B'Shalom if because of Yira, if you're scared of something. Let's see what that means. Umeshiv, and you can also answer. If that person asks you, you can also answer. Divrei Meir. So what does Rashi say? Take a quick look at Rashi. Mepnei HaYira. What does this mean that you can ask someone in the middle of saying Shema, you can ask somebody if you're scared? Adam shuhu yare mipanav shelo yehargeyu. It's a person you're scared that if you don't say hello to this person, he might just chop your head off. Al mei ha-kavod loy, this is not out covid, so you know that it'd be mafsik because of covid. But if you're scared that the guy's going to kill you, then you're allowed to stop your in the middle of even if you're in the mamish in the middle of Shema, in the parsha. Even in Shema itself, really, the first word of Shema Yisrael, even that. So you can ask him a shalom. That's Rameh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So then, as Rabbi Yehuda says, be'emsa shalom mipnei ha'yira. In the middle, you can be shalom mipnei ha'yira. Umeishiv mipnei ha'kavod. You can also answer mipnei ha'kavod. So you can also answer if it's somebody who's mechubedik, and even you're in the middle of Shema, he asks you a question. He asks you shalom. You can answer him. Okay, that's the base of Machlokes in the Gemara. So now, from Rashi, you see that we're going to key in here is that Mnei Hayira means when you're scared the guy is going to kill you. Then you're allowed to stop your Shema, even if you're in the middle, and initiate a Shalom greeting. So take a look. The next page is the Rosh. So the Rosh, which we started off with it's about three lines into the Rosh, we underlined it. Mnei Hayira. So he's going to quote Rashi. Mnei Hayira. Pirish Rashi, Adam shuhu misyare shemi yargenu. So it's a person you're scared that maybe he's going to kill you. V'loi nehirli. Zag d'rashi, that's not right. Pshita. That's a davar pasha. She'ein l'cha davar sha'ayim im neim b'kuch nefesh nefesh. Everybody knows that you're allowed to be over every single mitzvah in the Torah, except for the big three. So what's Rashi? Well, how can the Mishnah be telling us a chiddush that if someone's mom is going to kill you, you can stop your mitzvah of Shema? That's pashut. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that. Everybody knows that. So Zakhtar Rosh, what does it mean? He's being chaylik on Rashi. V'nira, da'aviv v'imoy v'rabbi chash mnei yira. It doesn't mean yira that you're scared. It means yira that you're mechuyiv to in yira. There are certain people that you're mechuyiv to have yira from. D'chsiv ish imoy v'aviv tiro. You should have to be have yira from your parents. Utnan, also your rabbi, Meir Rabcha Rabach Kamer Shemayim. Also your rabbi, you have to have yira from. So it's like the Rosh. No, obviously, we're not talking about where you're going to be scared that the guy's going to kill you. We're talking about the people that you're mechuyev in yira. Those are the people that you have that you're allowed to be masik in the middle of Kriyishma and ask them Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi, or Shalom Aleichem to your father. Now the Rajba also goes with the Rosh. I didn't print it up, but the Rashba also goes with the Rosh, and he's Chaylik and Rashi, he has the same Kasha, and he also says like the Rosh. Now let's take a look at the Rambam, which is the next page. The Rambam in Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin, this Perek Beis in Hilchos Kriyishma, Halacha Tezayin, says like this, Hayakayre be'emtza haperek. So if you're in the middle of Shema, right in the middle, not being a problem, Einai Paisik, You cannot stop. You cannot stop and ask somebody shalom. Ela b'shalom mishahu misyarim imenu. Only someone that you're scared of. Kigayin melech ayanis. Like a king who you're scared of. If I don't give him shalom, he's going to kill me. Or an anas. An anas is like someone who's a very strong, intimidating person who gets his way and he can do whatever he wants and you're scared of him. But some of you just mechuyev in the covet, kigayin av v'rabba yimnasin l'shalom. If only he gives you shalom first, tchila, then paisik u'meshav l'shalom. Then, only then, you can stop and answer him. So the Rambam seems to be going with Shitas Rashi.
Really, so it's,
huh? Really. That you're really, that yira means that you're really scared for your life. That's how it seems. That's the pashup shot if you look at the Rambam. So we have machlokes, it seems, the Rashi and the Rambam with the Rosh and the Rashba. So take a look at the Kesef Mishnah on the right side. So we started just underlined where we start. We're going to start from. So the Kesef Mishnah brings Rashi. Says a Pirush Rashi. Take a look. Says a Pirush Rashi. Ne'ayira adam shiyar mipanam shlo yargenu. Right. That's exactly what Rashi says. V'kasev a Rosh. He brings the Rosh. Dipshita she'en lecha davar shayim of nebukuch nefesh. V'nira, and therefore the Rosh says, the Avi Imai v'Rabbi Chosh Me'ayir, the Tziv V'Shimai v'Avatiro, U'tnan Ma'rav Chakamar Shemayim Ad Ken L'Shani. That's the Rosh, that's what we saw a minute ago. U'lafi Da'itai, Memnei HaKavod, what does Kavod mean, Memnei HaKavod, according to the Rosh? If the Rosh is learning that Yira is your father or your Rebbe, so then what does he mean answering from somebody who is, you have to be Mechuyev and Kavod? Obviously it's not the same people. It says, Hainu Memnei Adam Nechbed. It's like a respectable person. Shiroi lahaktim l'shalom. It's a person that you should be initiate shalom. Avodas Rabbeinu. But according to the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Mimnei HaKovid, Mimnei HaKovid means Hainu Davka Mishu Mechuyev Bechvayda. It doesn't mean someone that is proper to give him respect. It's someone that you're Mechuyev to give respect to. That's how the Rambam's learning. Aval ish nichbad sheroy lahaktim l'shalom. Just a respectable person, according to the Rambam. The Rambam's not going to buy that pshat and Rashi. Now, this is let's key in on this next point. It says b'mnei ayir. What does b'mnei ayir mean? Hainu melech hayanis. Now, listen to this. Now, when we read the Rambam pashit, I thought that the Rambam, when I read a pashit, means that he's learning like Rashi, that you're scared that the guy, that the melech or anis is going to kill you. It's real year and he's going to kill you. Zakta kesef mishnah no. Mnei yira, hainu melech hayanis, v'loy shem isyari shargenu. Not that you're scared he's going to kill you. Why? Di'achim shita. That's pasha. So he's mavoning the Rosh and the Rajbis kasha. Wait, I don't want to say that the pshat in the Rambam is that you're, that the Rambam's scared that you're going to, that the guy's going to kill you, because that's pasha. So it must be, what does the Rambam mean? Elo shem isyari shayitzarenu. You're scared that he's just going to be a pain to you now. Now, if you don't give him respect now, he's going to make life difficult for you. Maybe he'll, you know, he'll get involved with your business. He'll, you know, you're gonna create an enemy for yourself, and that's not something that you want to do. So he's going not that you're scared for your life, but just that you're scared that he's going to be mitzar you in some way. So right now, it seems that we have three different pshatim. We have Rashi, that Yira means that you're scared he's going to mamash kill you. Then we have the Rosh and the Rambam. It just means someone that you're mechuyev in Yira, like your father or your Revi. And then we have the Kesef Mishnah, the way he's learning the Rambam, that he's just scared that he's going to pain you, cause you pain. So let's go to the next thing. The Rashba brings a very interesting riot to what he's saying. So he brings the Gemara and the Daf Yadalim and Aleph, which is about a blot later. Right? So he says like this. So he starts the second line from the top in Brachas, Yidal Ma'av. So, Tanya Nami Hachi. So it's a little, the Gemara before that, they're discussing exactly the Machlokes Remei and Rabbi Yehuda. And then it says like this. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Braisa that says, like what we were just trying to say before in the Gemara. Now what does the Braisa say? Hakayre Yeshema, someone who's reading Shema, Upaga Boy Rabbi, Igadol Himenu, and your Rebbe happens to pass by. Or you're someone who's gadol himana, which you would also be mechuyev in kavod, or maybe mechuyev in yira. Beprakim shoyel b'mnei hakavod. So if bein aprakim, you can even be shoyel b'mnei aprakav. Ein sarach leimer shu meishiv, and I don't have to tell you that you can answer, because if you can be shoyel, then avada you can answer. Ube emsa shoyel b'mnei yira vein sarach leimer shu meishiv, and if you're in the middle of shema, then you can go ahead and initiate shalom. because you're scared, or because of the year, the chiv of yira. And I don't have to tell you that Yemi Yeshua. They're very mayor. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Ve'emsa, Shoyal Nea Yira, Meshem Nea Kavit. And Rabbi Yehuda says in the middle, you can even be Shoyal Nea Yira, and also even answer Nea Kavit. So Zok the Rashba, this is a beautiful right, the way that I'm learning it, not like Rashi. Rashi learns that the whole Indian of Yira is that you're scared the guy's going to kill you. This Brisa says Mefurish, Pagabai Rabbi Egadol Himenu. The Brisa is learning the whole Machlokes from Meir and Yehuda, where your Rebbe or your father is Pagaya. That's the Rebbe and the father. That's someone who's Mechuyav. You're not scared your father's going to kill you if you don't initiate Shalom to him. So it's like the Rashba, Mamash, a beautiful Raya to the Rashi and the Rashba, that Yira just means someone in Mechuyav and Yira. It's Mamash Apel on Rashi. Mamash Apel on Rashi. What's Rashi going to do with this? And Rashi doesn't believe it. No, I did see that somebody just tries to get out of this. But I was just thinking myself that maybe the pshat's like this is pashat. The halach is that let's say someone, before you go to daven, right? So when you wake up in the morning, halach is, right, you're not allowed to go and give shalom to anybody. That's the halach. You're not allowed to be shalom to anybody when you're going to daven. You have to go straight to daven. You know, like go stop off by your parents, say, hey, how you doing? How's everybody doing? You got to daven. Right? As soon as you wake up, you got to daven. But halach is that if you're paigeya,
you can throw in a load of laundry.
Huh?
You can throw in a load of laundry.
Oh, okay, that was okay. That's not a shayla. Yeah, okay, that's the question. But the halach is that let's say you bump into somebody, you happen to bump into somebody on the way, then the halach is you can be shayla. So if you don't go out of your way to go be shayla, so then the halach is by davening, you're not allowed to go ask somebody shalom because you have to write it first thing you have to do is daven. But if you happen to bump into somebody, then you can say shalom. So if that's halacha, so Rashi can say pashit. What does it say here? Tani na mehelchei kareish ma'ayu pagabai rabbi yagadli men. He's not talking about our case in the Mishnah. Our case in the Mishnah is that that guy, you don't bump into the guy. You're going out of your way to go say shalom to somebody that you have a chiv in yira. So maybe that's why Rashi is not so bothered by this gemara. He doesn't think it's such a riot. Our Mishnah doesn't say a word about paga. It's just a question. Are you allowed to go out of your way to go be shayla because of yira?
It's quite hard to fit that in. He's talking about he's actually learning, and then it says hegiya hayakar b'tera.
No, that's something else. The first part is really no shaychus. That's two different halachas. The next thing is just time. Someone's saying shema beprakim, then that's starts the next really saying in the Mishnah.
Again, if he's actually prakim, if he's actually reading the shema, then he's not going somewhere to...
Well, I mean, apparently, you know, sometimes you can say Shema and be walking somewhere. You're nervous about the Shema, so you know, you're...
All right,
yeah, okay, it could be. But anyway, I mean, that's just my own thoughts. Okay. So now let's take a look at the next Gemara. The next page of the next Gemara, it's the fifth Farak of Brachas. And all the way on the bottom, you'll see we underlined Afilo HaMelech Shoyel B'Shleim Elo Yeshivenu. So here it's talking about actually Tefillah. It's actually talking about when someone's in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So the halacha is in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to stop for anything. The Mishnah says, even a king that asks you shalom, you're not allowed to answer.
How about an emergency?
No, so, I mean, if you're gonna,
not life and death.
No, it's then you wouldn't be able to.
Wouldn't be able to?
Yeah. So,
I might be life and death. Except around Hatzalah.
Right, well, yeah. Anyway, so even if a king asks you shalom, you're not allowed to answer him. Amr of Yosef. So if Yosef says in this, Loi shanu el malchei Yisrael, that's only talking about a melech Yisrael. Avel malchei Akum, but if it's a Goyish king, then Paisik. Then you could stop your Shemona Esrei, and if he asks you shalom, you can answer him shalom. So then the Gemara asks, Meisvei, Hamispal v'ra anis ba kenegdai, or ra karen ba kenegdai. Somebody who's davening and he sees this honest, who's like this guy who's a rough guy, and you know, he'll just kill somebody on the spot. He sees him coming to connect him. Lo yehei mafsik, he should not stop. Ela mekatzev ha'ayla, he should just quickly finish davening and then go to the person. So you see that you're not allowed to be mafsik. So how can you tell me that if a Ayesha king passes by you and asks you, Shalom, you're not allowed to answer, then you could answer him, you could be Paisik. Here the next Brisa says you're not allowed to be Paisik in a place where Sakharas Nefashis. And my answer is like Kasha. If it's possible for you to do it quickly, finish up, so then you should finish up. Why should you be mafsik? Just quickly finish up. But if you just started the oven and it's not possible to finish up, so then of course you can be mafsik, because we know nothing stops sakonas nefashas. Now before we go on, some want to say that this is a raya like Rashi. Because Rashi says that what does it mean, Yira, that you're scared the guy's going to kill you. So what was the rush in the Rajba's Grace Akash on this? What's the chiddush? It's pashit. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that if someone's going to kill you, you can stop your shema and answer him shalom. That was the kasha. But if that's the kasha on Rashi, if that's really a good kasha, what's going on with the Braisi? What's going on with the Gemara? The Gemara says that this thing that the Mishnah said, that you're not allowed to answer a king, that's only a Yiddish king. But a Goyish king, you have to answer. Why? Why do you have to answer a Goyish king? Because a Goyish king could kill you, right? Well, then why did the Gemara ask? Pshita, thank you, Rabbi Yosef. I don't need you to tell me that. That's pashut. Everybody knows that. But the Gemara didn't ask that. So Vayisayis is not so pashut like the Rosh and the Rajva. So maybe Rashi has a point that he could say that Yira means something that's going to kill you. So some want to say that this is a Rai like Rashi. Anyway, fine. Let's go a little bit weiter, and then let's get to the actual halacha. Tanur Rabbanan. One more Maisa. I want to see most of the Maisa. I didn't print the other part of the Maisa. I'll just finish it myself. Tanabonim, Maisa b'chassid echad. So there's a story with one chassid. Shehaya mispal b'derech. He was davening on the road. Basar echad v'noisin l'sham. So this very chashuv asar, general of the representing the king, obviously, and he passes by him and he says, "Oh, shalom, Reb Yid," and v'lehichsulay shalom, and the chassid did not answer him. Himtim lo yachshi yisaim tivlas. So the general was all offended. So he waited for him to finish his davening. After he finished davening, Amalei Reka, you empty one. So the Tsar was a shtickle tam chacham. Apparently, he says, "Wait, you yourself are a stira, because doesn't it say in your Torah that you should guard your soul, and you should guard your nefesh?" Well, if when I gave you shalom, why didn't you answer me shalom? If I would have cut your head off with a knife, would anybody be teveya? I mean, anybody have a tine on me? I asked you shalom and you don't answer me? That's like a mayor gemalchus. I represent the king. And if I ask you shalom and you don't answer shalom, that means that you're kaifer in the king, you're mayor gemalchus, and I can kill you. Nobody would have any problem with it. I can kill you on the spot. So why didn't you answer me? It says, finish martam el nafshe seichem. So what did the chassid say? Amalei, hamtin li ashe fayis lecha b'dvarchem. Hold on a minute. I'm gonna be mafayis you. Just give me a minute. Amalei, he said to him, Ilo yisrael mafnei melech bas v'dam. If you were standing in front of a melech bas v'dam, ubalcha averech v'nais l'chasham. And now comes your friend and asks you shalom. I don't have the rest. So then, would you answer him shalom? So the guy says, of course not. And he says, and if you would answer him shalom, what would happen to you? He says, they would kill me. So he says, so I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Malchim, Melachim, who's not a boss of Adam, and now you come and ask me shalom, I should be mafsik, he's going to cut my head off and kill me. I can't answer you. So he says, okay, the Tsar was happy, he let him live. So the question is that, still, what's the answer? He didn't answer the question. His question, the Tsar asked him, I understand something. It says, Mishmartim l'nafshe seichem, I could have killed you on the spot. So, you have a geshmak as far now. Oh, yeah, okay, right. But yeah, I could have killed you on the spot, though. I didn't have to sit here and wait for your whole shtickle taira. As soon as you don't answer me, shalom, finish, off with your head.
But the other option, he could have died also.
So you're saying that's his answer. His answer is that, Hashem is the one that told you. But obviously, Hashem is the one that told you that you should be in Roshmatim of Nash Seichem. Hashem's not going to kill you if you're listening to him. Right? So that's what Hashem wants from you. So Hashem wants you to be mafsik. So what's his answer? Okay, you have a good, it was like a geshmak zog, but I mean, Malaysia didn't answer the question. Okay. So let's take a look. So let's get to the halacha now. And then we'll get to the Taz, and the Taz is going to shed light on a lot of this stuff. So it's Simach Samach Vav, Sif Aleph. So I don't have the whole mechaber there. That's why I said reading. So the mechaber starts off like this: says bein aprakim, if you're between prakim, samachol. There you go. Bein aprakim. So if you're between prakim of shema, Shoyel b'shleim adam nichbad u'meshiv shalom l'chal adam. So if you're in the between prakim, which is not, we weren't so busy with this, but if you're between prakim of Shema, then you can be shoyel b'shleim adam nichbad. You can ask, even initiate shalom for a respectable person. U'meshiv shalom l'chal adam, you can answer anybody. Anybody that asks you shalom, you can answer. U'be'emsa, what about if you're in the middle of Shema? Shoyel b'shleim mishehu yari mimenu. You can ask shalom, you can initiate shalom for someone who you are scared of, meaning kigain aviv ay rabbi ay mishu who gadol mimenu b'chachma. Those people, your mechuyev in yira, your father and your rabbi. So you see that the mechaber is paskening like the Rosh and the Rajba, not like Rashi and the Rambam. That yare means your father or your rabbi. V'kol shekein melech yanis, for sure a melech yanis. I don't have to tell you that.
Umesh says them both.
Yeah, but I mean, right. According to Rashi,
even right, even there. Yeah.
So,
what about your boss?
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if you're mechuyev in Europe. Umeshiv shalom lada nechbad. So, but you can answer. You can answer shalom to a someone who is a respectable person. Vafilu ba'emsa pasuk. Even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, v'ha'yem shemay. Okay, then you can be shalom. Chutz mi pasuk shema Yisrael u'ba'u shengfay malchusim la'in levoed shal yafsik b'hem klal. Except the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem, that you can't be matzik at all. Imloy mimnei mishi yari shami yagana. Unless it's somebody who you're scared is going to kill you. Yeah. So we see how the mechaber is passing. He's passing basically that if you're in the middle of Shema, you can go ahead. As if your father walks by, if you bump into your father, you can go ahead and say, you know, Shalom Aleichem, no problem. And for sure, if somebody's nichbud. Nichbud is Mishbu says here is like an older person or a Tamach Chacham, and he says also just for Shlomo, v'cheinim hu asher sheroy l'chabi lo imachnas ashrei. Mishbu says also if he's roy to be mechabit because of his ashiris, then that's also considered an nichbud. So you're not allowed to answer anybody. So in the middle of Shema, halach is the middle of Shema. If you see a very mechubadik a person like a Tamach Chacham or an older person, then you can answer him. And if somebody in Mechuy Ben Yira, like your father or your Rebbe, you're allowed to even in the middle of Shema, stop Shema, and ask him Shalom. Now,
are you supposed to? Well, hold on.
We'll get that's the Mechaber. Let's just step by step. We'll get to the Halacha. So now, Zok the Taz. Take a look at the Taz, which is the last page of the handout. Taz says, An kegoin aviv ay rabbi. It's on the right side, Taz. So Sivkatan Aleph. So he's going on this thing that we says that someone who you're scared. What's with someone that you're yari mimenu is your avivai rabbi. Kigain avivai rabbi. The Mishnah ayimim stam ne'ayira. Zok the Taz. Wait a second. Let's just set. You know, maybe then see the whole sugya until now. So he says. So the Taz says the Mishnah says stam ne'ayira. Upirish Rashi ne'adam sheyari mimenu shemiyargen. And Rashi says that it's from a person that you're afraid he's going to kill you. The Hikshua Rosh Varajba, which we all know already, the Rosh and Rajba asked the Kasha Pshita, Shein Davar Oymiv Nevukoch Nefashas. The Tiris, what does he answer? The Mairi Miyiris Misha Godu Mimenu. It's talking about someone who's greater than you. That Mikmash Kasav Shochan Aruch Khan, like the Shochan Aruch here says. The Kasha, he says, Ayat Shver, Ha'isa Bigamar Lahadia Perak Einaim, then that Flamed Beis, Lenin Tfilo. So he's saying it's Shver on the Rosh and the Rajba. Rav Yosef, like we saw this Gemara a minute ago, Loishanam El Malchi Yisrael, which is talking about Tefillah. So this is only talking Loishanam El Malchi Yisrael that you cannot be Masik. Avel Malchi Akum Paisik. So Zok Taz V'Tik Shalacha Hasam Nami Pshita. If you're right, the Rosh and the Rajba, we spoke this Kash out. If you're right, the Rosh and the Rajba, that it's so Pashit that if you're scared the guy's going to kill you, you can be masik. So why didn't the Gemara ask that kasha over there? Right? With Rabbi Yosef's great chiddush, that it's only talking about Malchi Yisrael. So that's the Taz kasha. V'yei shloimer. Dehasam le'huskir b'mnei ha'yira shi'argenu taketh. Over the year, it's not talking, it's not dealing with yira, that you're scared the guy is going to kill you immediately. We're not talking about that over there with Rabbi Yosef. When a king passes, when a Gaisha king passes by and he gives you shalom, and you don't answer him shalom, we're not scared the king's going to just cut your head off that second. Ela Adrab. Listen to this. Stam Melech ain't a hired taikif. Right? The king, or in that case, the Tsar, which represents the king, he doesn't just kill. You don't just kill people. El Misvakech Midvarim Al Piyadin. Va'amar Lai, Lama sees again.
Like the story.
He doesn't just kill people. You have to, like, you know, kill like you're on trial. So you have to give the guy a chance to answer. So he's going to ask him, hey, why weren't you mechabin me and the king? And because of that, Yitariz Dvarav. I mean, because of that, you'll be able to answer up why you weren't answering him. Ubevada yispayis mitoich shayira shleyosakein derech miridavai. And bevada, he'll be mispayis because the reason why you didn't do it, he'll see that the reason why you didn't answer him is because not because you were being mired by malchus.
So you didn't answer him in milshma, or you're not giving your answer.
So hold on. So hold on. So in that case with Rabbi Yosef. In that case with Rabbi Yosef, he was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And he waited till he finished. And then he told him, he's like, why didn't you answer me, Shalom? And then he answered him. So he's saying that over here, that of course he's going to let the guy finish. He's not just going to cut the guy's head off. He's going to let him finish. And then after he finishes, he's going to ask him, hello, mister, you're being married Machus now by not answering me, Shalom. And then you're going to have an opportunity to defend yourself.
What if he just says Shalom and then right after, why didn't you answer me?
Right, so I mean, but if he sees it, you're in the middle of doubting. So according to the Taz, the Taz is saying that kings will wait, at least he sees that you're busy, he's going to wait for you to finish and give you the chance, the opportunity to answer. I mean, I guess if you stand there all day, then, you know, for the next 3 hours, so then maybe he won't have so much patience. But according to the Taz, he's not just going to cut your head off without giving you a chance to answer for yourself. That's not how kings work. So he's going to understand that he didn't do it derech merida, elach fayda shemiz barach. He was doing it because he was davening. Tashem. Mem kain, hava minor shle yafsik. So therefore, I would think that you should not be mafsik. I would think that you should not be mafsik if a melech of a goy, right, asks you shalom, because you can always just answer yourself. Kamash melon vol yismechazet. That's the chiddush. So he's saying that, yeah, so we had a kasha that the Russian Rajba asked on Rashi, that if it's so, that it's pashut. Right, so then he asks on them, wait a second, what about the Gemara named Naimdin? The Gemara didn't ask that question. He says, no, because the Gemara named Naimdin, that Gemara by Rabbi Yosef, that wouldn't have been a good kasha, because that's not the way kings operate. They don't just kill people. They let you answer. I mean, and if you're going to have a good answer, so then you don't have to worry about, sakonis nefashos. V'dover zeh yesh b'gam kein yira. V'zeh ikir ravusa. Sheyesh kan rishus lahafsik im yirza. So this is the chiddush. The chiddush is that you have the rishus to be mafsik if you don't want to risk the chance of him not accepting your answer. Ubezeh, now listen to this. Ubezeh miturz masha kasha sham binyan maisa da'u chasid. Now this also answers the maisa with that chasid in the hegman. Shehik shaloi, the Gemara, what did the hegman ask him, the Tsar? Valik sivin ashmartim lashay seichim. Uma heishavoy a chasid. What did the chasid answer him? Right, the chassid will answer. Vafilim taimish zeha chassid samach asim as chus ha'tefila. Even if you say that this chassid was, listen, this chus of the tefila is going to help me out of this one. But ma hishav alakoshia, he didn't answer the question really. Even if he was, you know, he held that my chus of tefila will save me from death. So that's his own chashman. That's not really answering the question. This question was that v'nishmartim l'av shazeichem. How are you allowed to do what you're doing? Baruch v'yim ashek asavti nichol. That's why the Gemara says that the Chassid said, "Hamten li, wait, and I'm going to answer you." The Lechayir Zem Yusur. That those words that the Chassid said, "Wait, and I'll answer you." Well, why does he have to, like, you know, preface himself? Wait, I'm going to answer you. Zem Yusur. Hayadai lo lemer tekef. He should have said right away. To answer your question, if I would have been standing in front of my Melech Mas Vadam, you know, the whole cheshbon. Why do you say Hampton Lee until wait for me until I answer you? Well, why is he giving a whole introduction? Ela de bezer ramaz leya teretz. That's how he's being meramist in the teretz. Al karkacha to Hampton Lee. You're for sure going to wait for me. Veloy tami teni tekef. You're not going to kill me. That's not the way the government works. They don't just kill people. First, you're going to ask me. Lama sisakach. Umitaychach avaysach bedvarim. Nimso shleivati al v'nishmartem. So the answer is that when I'm telling the Tsar, that's a goof of my answer.
Maybe that's why the Gemara wrote the story to show us this exact point.
That what that you have a way of hearts. Yeah, and that would be the chiddush. So then he says, skip where I put the parentheses, skip the next few lines. Now I can understand Rashi. Rashi's not talking about a case where you're nervous the guy's going to chop your head off that second. Because otherwise you have the Rosh and Rajma's Kasha. Rosh and Rajma's Kasha was, right? Pashit. Ain't davar ayim of nebukuch nevashes. Sekhanas nevashes. So no, the Rosh, because Rashi is learning like this tomorrow, that Avada, the king's going, that you're in a situation where you're going to be able to answer for yourself. So if you're going to be able to answer yourself, it's not really a sakar savashas. And still, you're allowed to be matzik. That's a chiddush. The chiddush is that you're, even if you're in the middle of Shema, it's not really sakar savashas. Because all you got to do is hire yourself a good lawyer and they'll answer for you. So Rashi's coming to say that even so, even though you have a way out, that it's not really going to be sakaras nefashis, still, if it's that type of person who has the ability to kill you, if he doesn't accept your answer, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shema. That's how he answers the Rosh and Rajma's Kasha and Rashi. So now, how do we come out l'maisa l'alacha? So take a look at Sif Katan Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Actually, let's take a look at Sifkat and Aleph. So Sifkat and Aleph is going on the Bein HaPrakim. Dafka b'shepogoy zeh ezeh memela. This is only when you happen to bump into each other. Afal b'mashkim l'pischay, but to go out of your way, to go to this person and say, and be shayel b'shalom. Oy leilich b'esek nesu t'makim kavu aloy l'makim chaveri litim l'shalom. Or, if you're in the middle of Shema, you decide, hey, you know, I didn't say hi to him yet. It's very important that I say hi to him in the middle of Shema. Let me get up from my makam kavua and go over to him. So he says, then, bafilu of rabbi, even if your father walks in and you're in the middle of Shema, like, oh, I just want to go say hi to my father, that would be usur, even if you're between a prakim. Bafilu kaim shizgul baruch shama kimachu kaim tefillah. Since it's before tefillah, like we had earlier, before tefillah, you're not allowed to go out of your way to go say hello to somebody. Next, let's go to the next sivkat and peiz. Shayel b'shleim. Afilu b'lashon laz. Even lashon laz, not lashon kodesh. You can go and say, you know, hello, or good morning. The Dafka, listen to this. Now he brings the Magen Avraham. We didn't discuss this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Dafka bepanim chadashas shoyel meishiv. This whole thing is when it's panim chadashas. This thing about Bein HaPrakim, you can ask Adam Nichbad, or you can answer anybody that you want. That's only if it's a new person in shul. A new person shows up. Shim lo yishol yavay lidei sina. Then if you don't go over to him and say shalom, then he's going to come and hate you. So therefore, it's such a big tzairach for you to go, and so therefore, even if it's Bein HaPrakim, you can go over and say shalom if he's an adam nechbad, or you can answer him. Because if a new guy comes into shul, he doesn't realize that, I guess in the middle of Shema you don't talk, and he says, oh, I'm new to the shul, let me go meet some people. And he says, oh, shalom aleichem. And you're in the middle of Shema, if you don't answer him, he's going to say, wow, what a terrible shul, I'm not joining this shul. So therefore, he says, that's how the Magen Avraham is learning. So the Sefer Chinuch says, if you know your friend, he's not going to be makbid at all. Even if it's been a problem, you shouldn't be mafsik. So kol shekhen, you should not be mafsik. Okay. This is important. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes the same way. According to our minig hayayim, listen to this. You want to know what our minig is in shul now? This is our minig. She'ein anu noigim lishol b'shalom beis haknesses beis hatfilah. Our meaning is we don't answer. We don't ask shalom in the middle of davening. Chalila lishol ahayshiv afilo divrei tayra. In the middle of davening, even to be discussing divrei tayra. Or even to answer divrei tayra. Someone goes over to with a shayla. Loi bein aprakim v'loi b'psukah d'zimra. Not only, never. So he's saying that b'zman hazeh, the meaning is, who talks in shul? Right? We don't discuss anything in shul. So therefore, even if someone's asking you a divrei tayra, unless it's obviously to get to davening or something to get very, very important, then you can answer. But just stop, a guy's asking you a gishmak shaila, then you shouldn't be talking about it if you're in the middle of davening. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes the same way. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Zman hazeh, there's none of this business of being masik. Once you're in shul and you're davening shema, your rebbe comes in, your father comes in, he asks you shalom, you ignore him, and you talk to him afterwards." Okay, fine. So anyway, so the bottom line is, that's what I wanted to point out. The bottom line is that after this whole sugya, after this whole gishmak sugya, it seems that it's manazeh, it's not so negeya, really, because once you're in shul, we're not mafsik for anything. Whether it's here, I mean, unless there's mamish, like, let's say, that's a different shayla, but for anything, for any of your father, your Rebbe, your someone who's a respectable person, comes in the middle of davening, even says, even during Pesukah de Zimra, comes in and says, Shalom Aleichem, not supposed to answer him. That's the minhag Guzman. All right, Shkoyach.